Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching is entitled, As We Forgive.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. In your prayers, do not go babbling on like the heathens, who imagine that the more they say, the more likely they are to be heard. Do not imitate them. Your Father knows what your needs are before you ask Him. This is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, Thy name be hallowed. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us the wrong we have done, as we have forgiven those who have wronged us. And do not bring us to the test, but save us from the evil one. For if you forgive others the wrongs they have done, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then the wrongs you have done will not be forgiven by your Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we hear the prayer that Jesus gave us when his disciples asked him how they should pray. This prayer, we know, is pleasing to God. We claim God as our Father. We acknowledge that we are all one family. We offer praise and ask that God's kingdom of love come to fruition. And we ask for daily bread to feed us physically, spiritually, and on every level. Then comes the rub, asking God to forgive us with the same measure with which we forgive others. And just in case we didn't get it, Jesus elaborates on this. He tells us specifically and very clearly that if we do not forgive those who offend us, God will not forgive us our offenses either. How does this fit with the fact that God is all merciful and forgives generously? How does one reconcile this with the parable of the prodigal son? I have two things to say about this. One is an experience I had some years ago. A sister said something that offended me very deeply, and I didn't think I could forgive her or forget the incident. I couldn't just shake it off and forget it. I knew I'd be seeing her at meetings and other community gatherings, and I might even have to live with her someday. So I went to confession and confessed that I could not forgive this person. The confessor asked me if I desired to forgive her. I answered, yes, I want to, but I can't. He replied that God wanted me to forgive her, and since I also wanted to forgive her, it would come to pass. Just be patient and believe that eventually it will come to pass, and I would have peace with her again. And that is what happened. In time, I was able to forgive her and put the incident behind me. The desire to forgive is an essential step in the act of forgiving. The second thought I have on this topic that comes to mind is, if I cannot forgive another and do not experience actually forgiving another, how can I believe that God will forgive me? How can I experience the mercy of God when I have not extended mercy to another? It's like God offering me forgiveness for my sins. But if I'm holding on to anger and resentment toward another, I am not open My heart is filled with bitterness, and I have no room to accept God's forgiveness. I must let go of my own refusal to forgive in order to be open to receive the mercy that God is offering me. God is faithful and is always ready to forgive. I am called to make the effort to forgive in order to receive God's forgiveness. Merciful Father, you are always ready to forgive us for our offenses. Make me open and empty of bitterness and the refusal to forgive others, so that I may eagerly accept your forgiveness. Amen. Thank you.